afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
Greek philosopher Thales said that all matter is becoming. And we can indeed observe today the continuous process of ongoing creation in the world around us. The creative individual is one who fits in with the rhythmic, changing, creative pattern of the universe. We are, individually, given aptitudes, talents and forces that we can develop according to our own specific and unique needs. Sometimes these talents are not apparent and can be overlooked while we persist in following the dictates of our reason or reasoning. If we are honest, most of us feel that there is something lacking in our lives. If we can learn to expand our lives by developing our hidden talents, we can live fuller and happier lives. Once we acknowledge that we are living in a world of change, where everything is in the process of becoming, we may direct our lives according to our individual capabilities and unique talents, thus placing ourselves in a state of greater harmony with the whole. For those of us whose daily work is not along lines that would permit the development of our potentialities as such, we can perhaps take a bypath and expand our horizons with hobbies. Frequently, our hobbies are in opposite fields from our regular occupation. Now, no one can prescribe the ideal hobby for us. We have to find this ourselves. There are many fields that will help broaden our horizons and bring a sense of renewal. Let us consider some of these ideas now. The field of art, for example, is broad and all-encompassing. And most art can lead us on a search for beauty and make us aware that beauty is all around us. There are too many colorful, creative hobbies for those who are skillful with their hands. Sculpture, ceramics, embroidery, jewelry making, metal working, carpentry, and so on. Music is said to be the highest expression of which the human mind is capable. It is also a universal language, and indeed common to us all. Music can bring harmony, peace, and well-being in its many forms and expressions, as you will no doubt know if you have attended a concert, for example, or learned to play a particular instrument. The study of languages opens up doors to new experiences and even friendships. When we understand a person's language and their use of words, we can begin to understand their culture and way of life. There is much to learn from making an effort to understand another. Barriers can be removed towards the greater goal of bringing nations closer together. Similarly, the study of history, geography, or geology can serve to enlarge the scope of our minds. Outdoor sports, such as golf or tennis, for example, can do wonders for our health, both mentally and physically. An indoor activity such as bowling or dancing can provide companionship and enjoyment alongside health benefits. The study of philosophy, on the other hand, more than other studies, can result in new concepts and understanding of ourselves. Here, it might be useful to consider that the ancient Greeks found it beneficial to balance the study of philosophy with physical exercise. When it comes to philosophy, we can learn to see ourselves in new ways and realize that even our biggest struggles have a purpose and value. Indeed, through philosophy, we can learn to find our place in the bigger scheme of things. So, hobbies, in general, can play a part in changing our lives for the better. They can bring balance into our day-to-day existence and offer us new pathways to more harmonious living. Your new hobby may open your mind to new possibilities and bring you joy, better health, intellectual satisfaction, equilibrium, and freedom. So how about trying something new? You may discover the gifts that await you.
for more musings.